This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are exceptional Americans. And welcome aboard. The Trump train is just chugging right along. You know, one of the things that we were talking about here over the last week or so is what is really going on with the president. Well, I mean, what have we seen happening with the president? What is he up to? Well, we just simplified it, and we call it the Trump offensive is here. Mr. Trump, President Donald J. Trump of the United States of America, is now going on the offense. And so is Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Wow. A little bit of motivation by Mr. President? Well, you just never know how things are just going to pop out now, are you? Anyway, lots to talk about here on another 24/7, 365 news cycle. The never-ending news cycle here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also visit me by emailing me, paul@a21r.com. Okay, so what in the world is really going on? Today we're going to be talking about, well, MS-13. Again, you know, we've talked about MS-13. I've talked about MS-13 for years, been engaged with them since probably 1986. Sereno. Yeah, with Norteño, Sereno. The exports from Southern California, Los Angeles, all around the United States and the world, the diaspora of the Sereños. We're going to be talking about those guys because all of a sudden the East Coast has awakened after years of being invaded in denial. The East Coast has awakened by 2017. I got to tell you, more than 20 years, ladies and gentlemen, I have had some sort of communication as a school administrator going back to before 1990 with East Coast towns about MS-13. Well, not the Sereno influence, the Mexican cartels that were invading their states, Georgia, the Carolinas, New Jersey, New York. And, you know, basically, I would get calls from police agencies and school, hey, how do we handle this? And I'd tell them, and of course, they, well, we don't have that problem here. Well, you don't have the problem with the kids walking around flying colors and the whole nine yards that goes along with all these Hispanic gangs. Well, they're from Southern California. Really? And they wear what color? And they wear blue all the time, and your school colors are red? Hello, maybe a clue, but then there's others. We don't have a gang problem here. Oh, you don't. Denial, denial, denial for all these years has taken a toll. It's mounted. And what do we have on the East Coast? Nothing but a flat-out invasion by some of the most notorious gangsters around. We're just finding out on the East Coast you have a gang problem, really? We're from California, by the way. Wake up. You see, denial will kill you. And that's what I've always said about working with gangs. If you don't get it, if you don't get on the ball and get past the denial problem, then you're going to have a gang problem forever. And guess what? East Coast, welcome aboard. We now have a nationwide problem with gangs. And in particular, they're worried about MS-13, the most notorious, the worst, the most vicious. And of course, those are the ones that Obama wanted to come bring and was bringing across the border. First and foremost, the young children. We reported on this whole thing about MS-13. We're going to be talking about that in the second hour. Third hour, we're going to be talking about CalExit. It's here. It's back. And we called it, on the website, we've got our story up, CalExit to Nowhere. We'll explain. We'll do some explaining about CalExit and what is really, truly going on. So, okay, what happened last night in the Senate about 2:30 in the morning? The Senate decided, well, we're just not going to go for Obamacare Lite on their repeal. And John McCain dramatically comes in and votes no against it. And, of course, it's done. They're down. Everybody's kicking everybody around. You had three Republicans who voted against it. And, of course, everybody's all in a Twitter. They're all upset. But, you know, what's wrong with it is a question. What do they have to do now? Where are they going? That's the latest news on Obamacare. It's here. It hasn't been repealed yet. So will they go on vacation in August? We hope not. We hope not. Anyway, now let's talk about this Trump offensive. I think everybody wants to hear about the Trump offensive. We'll give you a little bit of warm-up before the break because we're going to be coming up to a break in a couple minutes. The Trump offensive is real. T.O., we call it. Not timeout, Trump offensive. The Trump offensive is here. Finally, after months of being kicked around, it's kind of like World War II, actually, in the Pacific. And, you know, it was kind of like when we were attacked at Pearl Harbor in the Philippines. For you people that don't understand World War II history. At the same time, Pearl Harbor was being attacked, so was the Philippine Islands and other places by Japan, the Empire of Japan. And, of course, that was causing a great deal of consternation, you bet. We lost the Philippines ultimately, Bataan Death March and all that stuff. Just a few reminders for those of you. I used to know a gentleman who was in the Bataan Death March. He's since passed away. Interesting stories. And he told them about, well, we won't get into that right now. But there was that sort of thing going on. And we were attacked all over the Pacific, and there was a big concern about an invasion. And, in fact, a lot of people thought we couldn't stop an invasion on the West Coast had there been that preliminary planning going in by the Empire of Japan. But they flinched at Pearl Harbor, and it gave us an opportunity to rebuild. And you know what the strategy was? The strategy at the time in the Pacific Ocean was, you know, we don't have the assets to go against the Empire of Japan. We had better preserve all the assets that we have and use them strategically. So we just pulled back militarily. It wasn't that we were surrendering. Oh, no. We were pulling back because we literally had to. We had to preserve the assets that we have, the aircraft carriers, the other remaining ships. Remember, we got lucky in Pearl Harbor. Our aircraft carriers, I think there were three of them at the time, should have been ported on December 7th. And they were not in port. They were out to sea. Those carriers became instrumental, first at Midway and then also the attack on Japan, the Doolittle Raid. Think about that. So we pulled our assets back, and basically we just gave Japan all the rope that they needed to do whatever they were doing. And week after week after week after week, month after month, we were taking real abuse in the United States of America because we were doing nothing. Because really, we didn't have anything. We had to rebuild. We had to re-strategize. And then all of a sudden, we went on the offensive. After the attack by the Doolittle Raiders in mid-year 1942, it became a completely different war in the Pacific. The United States offensive was on. Ladies and gentlemen, the Donald Trump offensive is on.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, what is really going on with all the leaks? You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Okay, the Trump offensive is here. And leaking? No way should be happening. So, what's going on? Sessions, Nunez, the House, the Senate. Oh, guess what? We have letters now. We're looking around going, where are the leakers? Let's not go too far. All we need to do is just run right over there. Look over there to the left or to the right. Just look all around. You see all these people that work for the FBI. Some of the top officials of the FBI are being singled out right now as Obama leakers. Oh, shocked. I am so shocked. What I'm not shocked about is that it's Obama leakers. That's really what it is. The FBI, that's pretty shocking, isn't it? Well, not really. We all knew. Listen, we were all immersed in a corrupt, totalitarian, tyrannical regime for the last 8 years. Why is it a surprise that there's infiltrators in the FBI? Hello? We've been talking about the infiltration of this government by bad actors, Islamists, and other religious sects who want to have it their way, their country, their government, since 2006. We were on, 2005, actually. We were outing and unmasking people back that far. Remember the old situation about the memorial at Flight 93 from 2001. Remember the 9/11 Flight 93 that was brought down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania? And remember that there was a commission that was Delphi-ing the people around that whole area and Delphi-ing the family members of those that were killed on Flight 93, and they suddenly came up with this grand, beautiful memorial. And the Park Service was all in on it. The federal government's, oh, yeah, we want this plan, we want this plan. And all of a sudden, a few strong people realized there was something really wrong with the plan. And we brought them on the show. We talked to them. We had numerous interviews. One's now a very close friend of mine. Guess what? They were building a mosque. That was the big discovery. They were building what is now considered to be one of the largest mosques in the world as a memorial on Flight 93 crash site. And my friends and my associates now in that part of Pennsylvania said, you know, Paul, it's really something funny. I said, really? And I had to explain to them what was going on with the Delphi meetings in hopes that they would interrupt and destroy this whole cynical, monstrous plan to build the largest mosque in the world on top of the crash site of Flight 93. Now, what is the symbolism there? And you can look it up. Look up all the designs. The mosque at Flight 93 crash site. That's what it is. And my friend said, you know, they figured out that, you know what, there was so much deep penetration within the government at that time that the Muslim Brotherhood had penetrated so deeply our own government into the Park Service, into the Department of the Interior. They knew then. We reported then the deep infiltration in our government. It's been going on for a long time. Communists have been in there. We've known that. Go back to Roosevelt. I mean, this has been going on, this slow Fabian creep, creeping Sharia, whatever you want to call it. It's all mixed in the same. It's all totalitarians. It's all their ideology all combined into one right now in our government. And that's what brought you President Barack Hussein Obama. Now it's brought us all the corruption of the Clintons and Obama, the tail race of that. But this has been going on a long time. Shocking. It's not a shock. It's reality. And it's still bad. And what do you think has been holding up Trump? Because of all these holdovers from, you got it, Obama. Listen to this.
Today, the Russian lawyer at that 2016 Tower meeting, Trump Tower meeting, is directly tied to President Putin's government as new revelations come to light about the Obama administration's alleged targeting of the Trump transition team. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge has an exclusive look at the sheer volume of the so-called unmasking requests during the presidential campaign.
In this letter obtained by Fox News, the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, updates the nation's intelligence chief, DNI Dan Coats, on the status of the unmasking investigation. Three of the nation's intelligence agencies received subpoenas in May, explicitly naming three top officials of the Obama administration. Former CIA Director John Brennan, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, and former UN Ambassador Samantha Power.
Absolutely shocking, wouldn't you say? Those three, the usual suspects.
In what appears to be a reference to Power, Nunez writes, one official whose position had no apparent intelligence-related function made hundreds of unmasking requests during the final year of the Obama administration. The letter continues, Obama-era officials sought the identities of Trump transition officials within intelligence reports. However, there was no meaningful explanation offered by these officials.
Shocking. I'm absolutely shocked, aren't you?
As to why they needed or how they would use this U.S. person information.
Where?
During public testimony, an American who has done business in Russia claimed the lawyer at the 2016 Trump Tower meeting with Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort, among others, was directly tied to Moscow.
She's worked for the FSB. The FSB being the successor organization to the KGB.
Anti-corruption campaigner Bill Browder testified Natalia Veselnitskaya was Moscow's point of contact for repealing U.S. sanctions imposed after the alleged murder of Browder's lawyer. Russian President Putin retaliated, blocking adoptions to American parents, reportedly a subject of conversation at the 2016 meeting.
Nobody was talking about adoption. They were talking about the repeal of sanctions so that Russian torturers and murderers could freely travel and keep their money in America.
Browder said the Russian lawyer hired an American opposition research firm to smear him and plant false stories in the media. The same firm commissioned the unverified, salacious anti-Trump dossier.
That firm is called Fusion GPS.
In a statement to Fox, a lawyer for the firm Fusion GPS denied spreading false information about Browder and his lawyer, adding the president and his allies are trying to smear them because the firm investigated Mr. Trump's ties to Russia. On the unmasking allegations, a spokesman for Power said any actions she took were in the context of her National Security Council position advising President Obama, and Power has been unambiguous about the need for congressional Russia investigations. A spokeswoman for Rice said unmasking was done for intelligence, not political purposes, and there was no immediate response from Brennan. Brett.
Catherine Harris.
Gee, no immediate response from Brennan. Surprise, surprise. He's the guy who just this beginning of the week at the, you know, the Aspen Institute. We got the video, we played it, I think Monday or Tuesday, but on the weekend he's out there, we need to have a coup d'etat against Trump. A coup d'etat. Yeah, that's that great American, isn't he? Of course, he's, as you know, John Brennan is a convert to Islam, 1996, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The good Jesuit that he was. John Brennan, his name creeps up. He had no comment. Of course not. No comment. And then you're going to believe Susan Rice, anything she says? Okay, so we'll just let the facts fall. Now, this is just part of the Obama smackdown, I guess you can say, by the Trump offensive. Now, remember what I said. Give them rope. Let them eat cake. No, no, no. Well, I guess they can eat cake. At some point, they're going to be gagging on the cake when the rope runs out. But, you know, that's just a little bit of symbolism, I guess. Theater of the mind. What a visual. Susan Rice choking on cake. Or John Brennan gagging on cake. Stay with us. There's more rope to come.
militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Yeah, it's a little troubling, isn't it, what's going on with the unmasking? That's just the beginning of the Trump offensive. Believe you me, it's just the beginning of the Trump offensive. We're just getting warmed up. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? What I keep saying, you know, everybody's saying, when's a president, you know, I want to go back to the comparison I made about World War II. Everybody was wondering, you know, in that time frame, after Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, till around May, June, where's the United States? Where is our Navy? Everybody was just screaming, clamoring for, where is our Navy? Where is our Marines? Where are the Army? Where's the... Well, they didn't have an Air Force then. Did you know that? A lot of people are like, well, the Air Force has always been... No, it hasn't. It emerged during World War II, but as part of the so-called... It was known that as the Army Air Corps. So you had the Army... Beginning of World War One, the Army was that had airplanes. That was the Army Air Corps, it was called. And the Navy had, yes, their own Air Force. The aircraft carriers trained their own pilots. I mean, landing on an aircraft carrier is a lot different. I hate to break it to you. A lot different than landing on the ground. I mean, I know you always hear pilots say, every landing is a good landing. Any landing you walk away from is a good landing. Yeah. So an aircraft carrier, pitching deck, that sort of thing, a pitching deck. Think about that. Watch these guys in these videos from way back. Go back to the Wayback Machine. Way back, and watch them land. It's very, very difficult by comparison. I've actually flown planes and landed planes, took them off and landed. I get it. It's, you know, kind of have the little runs and the way, but you got a foot control. You got, I mean, all your sensors, you know, throttle, you know, flaps, where are they? Make sure you don't have your flaps in the wrong position when you're landing. Things happen. So, but my point is this, if you're landing on a pitching deck, you know, because this is one of the things that cracks me up about people not understanding this differential about landing on a, now listen, I'm not a Navy pilot, never was a Navy, never. But, you know, I get it. I understand because I've done a little bit of flying and landed things, you know. And guess what? I walked away from everyone. Didn't have to crawl away from any of them. But my point is this, is that when you're out on the ocean, there's actually waves. And the ship, as big as it is, actually moves up and down and up, and it oscillates. Goes from crest to trough. Up and down and up. So when you're landing on an aircraft carrier, think about that. Not only are you, you know, in the air, in which you have up, you don't have just top and bottom. You just don't have surface and air. You have air, 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 and air all around you, 300, all the way around. And then you add to that, you're going to put that thing down that's air all the way around onto a surface that's pitching, that's moving up and down and oscillating with the weight. See, you had to train pilots differently. And that's why they had the name. Of course, the Marines, see, a little bit different. You had to learn how to land on a pitching deck, but also your aircraft were going to be flown into remote islands. And you'd be taking off. You wouldn't be associated with the aircraft carrier. You'd be affiliated and associated with different kind of with an island. So you had two associations you had to be concerned with as a Marine Corps pilot, landing on dirt runways out in the middle of nowhere, and also at times landing on carriers. So I mean, a Marine pilot one afternoon lands on an aircraft carrier, and then in the evening when he comes back, he's landing on an island someplace out in the middle of nowhere. He has to, you know, sometimes dead reckoning, where is it? Different kinds of flying. So that's what required ultimately the breakaway and the formation of the Army Air Corps from or into the Air Force. Okay, strategic flying, B-29, I mean big bombers and things, you know, point A to point B, and then bring it back. So this is the point, though, is that everybody was asking where was our military at that point, just like they've been asking about Trump, where has he been? Well, he's here, and now it's happening. In this unmasking is the tip of the iceberg. Baker, a special counsel to the FBI. Basically, it's the attorney of import, I guess you can say, to the FBI. He's the FBI's attorney. The FBI needs an attorney, right? As if they don't have. But, you know, somebody that is recognized that's going to represent the FBI as the special counsel. The counsel to the FBI. Guess what? He's being fingered today. In a couple of reports, we're going to bring them to you. I don't have enough time right now. In the next segment, I guess. Let's see here. Next segment. We'll make it the next. Oh, we'll bring you that report. Being fingered as, guess what? A major leaker. He's the leaker. Baker is his name. Now, this is kind of interesting. Sessions on a roll. We're going to investigate that, aren't we, Mr. Sessions? Now, isn't that interesting? We're starting. Oh, I'm sorry. I failed to mention this guy. Of course, now Trump didn't appoint this guy. Trump. You know, He was appointed by President Barack Hussein Obama, the America's first Muslim president. Barack Hussein Obama. That was, yeah, I'm sorry. So why is that important, do you think? Now, come on. Do you think he's been leaking? Of course he was, and this is the point. This is what's being investigated. Oh, we didn't know about that. I'm just making the point that Sessions is on the move. They're all on the move right now, which is a good thing. FBI counsel has been the leaker, one of the major leakers. Now, let's see. Where have we seen leaking before? This is the rope technique that I was talking about. This is what is comparable to the first 6 months of World War II. When everybody was asking, where is the Navy? Where is Trump and Sessions? James called me about a month ago. What did he do? He admitted under oath that he leaked a story that he knew would prompt a special prosecutor. He admitted it under oath. He's the leaker. Everybody said, well, there's your leaker. Well, you have sub-leakers. Because remember, Comey was director of the FBI. Baker, counsel to the FBI. Do you think that Baker and Comey knew what they were doing together and working in concert with one another? Listen, it's not going to take rocket science for us to figure this one out. But let's apply rocket science here. For those of you that want to get... No, we're not going to do that. I will drag you kicking and screaming from one dot to the next so that you are not in denial. Sometimes you have to be drugged through the pain of it all. So I opened up with about MS-13. Sometimes it's very, very difficult to admit that these certain things are happening within our own government, but we have to admit it. And Baker and Comey were working in collusion to destroy Donald Trump. This is the deep state we've been talking about. This is the face of it. Donald Trump has known, and so did we know in World War II. Not only did we not have our material in place, not only did we have the assets, but we needed intelligence. We needed real hard data. And guess what? In 2017... that plan still works, and Comey gave us the data.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
On Sean Hannity last night, Sarah Carter, Circa News, great outlet, by the way, Circa News. Circa News. It's like circus news. No, Circa, like, you know, circadian rhythms and things like that. So Circa, Sarah Carter, on the issue of, are you ready for this? The FBI, the lawyer who allegedly has been being investigated. Also joined by Jay Sekulow.
And a president for, and an attorney for President Trump, Jay Sekulow, as well. Fox News anchor and attorney, Greg Jarrett. All right, Sarah, let's start with your breaking news tonight.
Well, it appears that right now, I've spoken to three sources with information who have direct knowledge of this, that James A. Baker, who is the general counsel for the FBI, is allegedly under investigation for leaking national security classified information to the media. I haven't been able to yet verify what that information was, but if these allegations, Sean, prove true, it is going to be devastating for the FBI, whose morale has already been shook up. And I've spoken to sources that say even within the FBI right now, within the Bureau, I mean, they're scouring through everything. They're looking for leakers. They really want a clean house. So if these allegations prove to be true, this really will be devastating for them.
You know, this is the deep state that we have talked so much about, Jay Sekulow, and the selective leaks. Remember the report, 125 leaks in 126 days, all designed to hurt the president, stop him from enacting his agenda. Are we now, is this the beginning of getting to the bottom of this? Is this a sign that, people like me have been looking for? Why aren't these people being investigated and potentially arrested and charged?
Well, hopefully it is, but Sean, let me tell you this. This is not somebody that's just with the FBI. Mr. Baker is the FBI's general counsel. He's the chief lawyer for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And if he leaked information, national security information, or anything else for that matter, he needs to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Now, he was also the general counsel when James Comey, the previous FBI director, was in fact the director of the FBI. And we know that James Comey did not hesitate to leak information, including information about conversations he had with the President of the United States that he leaked to a friend of his who was a law professor, ultimately to get it to the press. That was the plan. That's what they executed. And now we're getting reports that Sarah's reporting that, in fact, the FBI's general counsel is possibly going to be accused of or is under investigation for leaking classified information. This goes beyond the deep state. This puts the entire national security apparatus of the United States of America at risk.
I agree. This is how countries become literally, you know, the republics get destroyed. This is a police state potential. Now, Greg, if in fact this turns out to be true, it's huge. But my argument is that unless they are investigated, unless we convene grand juries, unless people are charged, it's never going to stop.
You're absolutely right. Look, ever since Mark Felt, was revealed as the source for Woodward and Bernstein, Deep Throat. There's this pervasive mentality in the FBI that it's not only okay to leak, it's a noble thing to do, and then James Comey made it worse when he testified that he converted government property, his memos of his conversation with the president, to his own personal use and then deliberately sought to leak it to the media. So there's this false mentality that it's not against the law, that it's okay. If you read the law, it's against the law.
And then we're going to get into the story. The Obama administration illicitly unmasking hundreds of Americans during an election. We'll get to that more with Sarah.
Well, do you think we have problems? This is just I'm speechless, almost speechless. I'm sure you are too. The FBI counsel leaking. Just thinking that's a good idea to leak. I don't know about you, but I think the FBI has problems, and I do believe that this is called treason. If convicted, he could be given the death penalty. Think about that. Really, the charges are that it's all about this guy leaking and unmasking secrets that should never have been exposed, but it was okay for him. No, he was an operative for the Obama administration. They say, well, it's a deep state. Yes. Let's connect the dots. Here we go. I'm going to drag you by the nape of your neck. Where's it go? Who's in the deep state trying to do this is the big question. Well, let's see. We could start with the Muslim Brotherhood. And where could we end? Well, we'd have to really scour the planet to pick up all the ideologies that are wrapped up with the whole Obama administration and in the deep state. Wanting to destroy our constitutional republic. And that is exactly what Hannity was saying. This kind of stuff will destroy. That is the enemy within. It's inside. Just like I was pointing out about the Department of the Interior and the Forest Service and Flight 93 Memorial. Don't you love it when we can connect those dots? It's all here. And yes, the globalist, the learning situation, the globalists that I've been talking about, these globalists are behind it because they want to destroy our country. And now what's connected the dots there? How about 1992 June, Rio de Janeiro, Agenda 21? Let's connect those dots. That's what these globalists are all about. There is their plan for operation. Now, we have to go around and say, who supports that plan? Who supports the globalist plan of Agenda 21? What is their methodology for support? Well, the big methodology is sustainability. And who really supports that the most and gone worldwide on it? Well, the Pope. With his encyclical. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do.
What Rock was doing
executive
was making a difference and making an impact.
Take off the tin foil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. The worms are squirming in the swamp. Oh, make that the sewer. It's not even hump day. We're over hump day by two. Anyway, a lot of things happening, my friends. A lot of things happening. And we're here to make you understand. Well, I shouldn't say make you. Help you understand. I'm not going to make you do anything. You can do whatever you... Listen, you are free in this country to do what you want. Right, wrong, indifferent. That's your choice. That's just part of being a free country. Now, morally is the question. How do you behave morally? That's a whole other issue. You want to be honorable? What do you want to do? Okay, so this is the New World Order being blown up right before your very eyes. The Trump offensive is on. Just like World War II, it's World War III. For you and me, it's World War III. And you better believe it's serious. And quite frankly, I got to tell you, we're right at the beginning of it. We have years to go. And the simple question is, what side will you be on? What side will you be on? Will you be on the constitutional side, or will you be a globalist? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.